Starting July 1st, the state's court clerks are facing a 7% budget cut. In Leon County, that means cutting back the hours the clerk is open to the public. Leon County Clerk Bob Inzer says he's cutting 2 hours per day. The new hours will be 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. He says people will probably notice that several services are slower or reduced as well.
The hours that the phones will be answered for people that have questions on their civil cases, you know, so clearly you're going to see a diminution of that. The time it'll take to open a case, for processing a case, getting a case stuff in the file, the filing's done, is probably going to be extended. So you're going to see just kind of across the board diminution.
Instead of hiring more full-time staff, Leon County has hired part-time employees who don't receive benefits. And Courts Director Gypsy Bailey says employees haven't received raises in the past 5 years, and it's all starting to take a toll on morale.
You're working and you're working hard, but you're still struggling at home to pay your bills and your student loans and take care of your children. And you know you do good work and you're appreciated here at work, and yet you have nothing in your checking account or your wallet to prove that.
Facing a budget shortfall of $30 million statewide, other clerks have closed branch offices and laid off staff. But it's still possible some or all of the money could be restored. A legislative budget panel will discuss the clerks of court budget at a July 12th meeting. And Inzer says all of Florida's chief judges and the Florida Bar support restoring that money in the next year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.